This is the Planning and Community Development Committee meeting. My name is Cynthia Delasquinas Johnson. I serve as the chair of this committee. I'm joined by council members Deshaun Quinn and Tom McLeod, who is stepping in today for council member Hogarty. We have two items on our agenda, and the first item is a resolution adopting the 2023 South Kings County Housing and Homelessness Partners Work Plan and Operating Budget. Laurel's going to tee it up, and we have Angela, who's here from SCIF.
Thank you. In your packet is a resolution that would adopt the work plan and the budget for 2023. This is per the terms of the interlocal agreement signed back in 2019. Once the executive board passes those things, each member agency must in turn adopt them before they become final. And so all of the cities are in a process right now going through that adoption period. Ms. Sanfilippo was before you on at July 18th to review drafts with the full council. She made that appearance at all of the member cities and incorporated feedback into the final documents adopted by the executive board on August 19th. The packet includes the Tukwila resolution that would adopt this by reference. And then beyond that, you can see the actual executive board resolution. And then page 7 in your packet includes the work plan, and page 11 includes the budget. And as a reminder, this budget is based on population. The city of Tukwila's 2023 contribution would be $9,919. And that is kind of a high level overview. Angela is here if you have any specific questions on the work plan.
Thank you. Councilmember Quinn.
Comfortable moving this forward. I couldn't tell where the minor changes were, so I'm just wondering, Angela, can you take me to those?
Yeah, absolutely. Since the last time you saw it there really aren't any substantive changes. There are some organizational changes to kind of reorganize some of the work plan items by those that jurisdictions felt like were the most impactful. So a little bit of like reorganization just in terms of order of work plan items and minor corrections, but no substantive changes since the last time you saw the work plan or the budget for that matter. Yeah.
Okay. I'm comfortable. Very familiar with this item. Thank you for your great work.
Councilmember McLeod?
I'm comfortable moving this forward. I wonder if I could use this opportunity to get an update from Angela on the activity around the 501c3 that they're doing. That was something that started a year or two ago. I'd love to hear how that's developing.
Yeah, great question. I think you'll find my answer similar, maybe to the last time that we talked, and maybe a little bit frustrating in that we're in a federal queue of applications for that 501c3 status, which means we are kind of at their mercy a little bit. And from what I have heard, there is a backlog of applications. I will say that our 501c3 status dates back to our submittal timeline, which was in 2021, I believe. I have to look at that specific date. So that is when it would date back to. It's just going through that process. I have been in conversation with philanthropic organizations throughout the region. There's some understanding on their part of the position that we're in and willing to work through conversations around partnerships and what that could look like just with the Washington State nonprofit status, which we actually have received already. We're just waiting on that 501c3 federal status.
Okay, thank you. Tukwila's portion in the overall picture is smaller. I'm okay with moving this forward.
So the question Laurel had posed is whether or not on the recommendation, it says, or on the agenda, it says to move it to committee of the whole. But because Angela has presented this before without any substantial changes, and right now we're looking at just the resolution to kind of formally adopt it so that it could move forward. How are you guys feeling around moving this to consent instead of committee of the whole?
I would be okay with that, but could we send out maybe an email saying this was the presentation that Angela gave last time? If you want to get caught up, give us a quick watch.
That's funny. No. Or you could speak to it tonight, that we had this very substantive conversation and there aren't any substantive changes. I mean, we had a great presentation, a great exchange of information.
I don't think all the council members will remember it.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily disagree, but I think doing the business as a committee, like, we've seen this. I think Angela said we're going to go share this about with other jurisdictions, and she's saying it's coming back to us in a form that we're familiar with and no changes.
So are you saying it could go to consent? I would be okay with that.
Yeah, consent.
Yeah, and I'm dipping. One of my miscellaneous for tonight is going to be talking about some of the stuff Laurel sent out. So this has touched the council several times, or a lot of these issues. Nothing has really changed substantially. I think a lot of this is a formal process that has been developed to really further that collaboration with other cities to make sure that everybody has had a chance to weigh in if they have any issues or concerns, which I really appreciate the work that Angela has been doing to really working at a regional level with all those cities. It can be very difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, you sat in the committee before. Our cities are very different, but this is a space where we all, you know, are advocating towards a common goal. Doesn't necessarily, some cities may want to do more, some may want to do less, but this is really a product of consensus that we've all reached to, and maybe it's like the reason why it's come before so many times. I think it's because of this very formal process to make sure that all partner cities have ample opportunity for input. For those reasons, I think that it's appropriate for this to go onto the consent agenda, and I think it would be helpful for, I don't know, let me think about that question you had, Laurel, about whether or not we need to share, like, the past meeting, but this was presented to us at a committee of the whole earlier this year, not too long ago. So if you guys are comfortable, I'm comfortable with it, just putting it on consent instead of committee of the whole.
I guess I would add, we were asked to give formal feedback then, and I think we did. And I think some of the things were incorporated. So.
Yeah, we all had, I remember we all had an opportunity at committee of the whole to ask Angela any questions that we had about the work plan.
But if they're not consent, they can always get pulled off.
Yeah, so, if anybody has it.
Yeah, I'd say we start there.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Angela. We appreciate you coming here and going through all the motions that you have to with all of us. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you all and appreciate every opportunity to see some of our other council members and partner jurisdictions. So really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The next item on our agenda is council input on the economic development plan. We've got our director of economic development, Derek Stark.
Thank you. So tonight, this is really just a very brief item. It's really just intended to give the council an opportunity to express anything that you really want to make sure gets considered as we work on the economic development plan. Again, this will not be the only time you can provide input, because as drafts of the plan come through, they are going to come back to council. But this is an opportunity to provide input before we even start drafting any of the parts of the plan. And so obviously I'm here before you to hear your thoughts. Also online are two of the consultants with Community Attributes. So Jeff Raker, that's Jeff there, and then Elliot Weiss is also on the line. And so they're that's Elliot. So they're available to answer any questions. And then in addition to the committee providing any input, we're asking for you to forward it to the COW just for the whole council to have an opportunity to provide input. And then we will have CAI at that meeting also. And that's really it. So it's really just it can be as short or as long as you would like. We just want to make sure we're not missing the council through this process.
I'm just wondering, open-ended conversation about economic development at the Tukwila City Council. I think it's important to say, here are the things that we're looking at. Here's what we've heard so far. And, you know, here's the things that we've heard from industry. Here are the things that we've heard from residents. Here are the things that we've heard from in our conversations in the public or that have come up or the budget discussions or other things. So, I mean, I don't want to kind of pan this because I appreciate you coming to us. So I'll throw out a couple of things that come to mind. So just having served from the time that I've served, we've had a consistent problem around kind of preservation of businesses. And sometimes there's a model when you lease versus own, and the limitations associated not only with that, but the state limitations associated with that. A couple other things that I'd love to see our economic development plan include is this concept of wealth generation. So tools for communities to build wealth. And there are a few things that you can do to build wealth. And one of those things is, and we've heard from actually Boeing Employees Credit Union wanting to continue to offer financial literacy programs and tools and first home buyer assistance and things like that. So I think there's and even the students at Foster talked about financial literacy. And, there was a time when in school you might balance your checkbook in class. That doesn't exist now. And so I think there's, with the uniqueness of our community, and there's been challenges that have come before us, that we've kind of harbored all the challenges when the reality is that there are some systemic pieces, not unlike South Seattle, when Vietnamese population came over during the Pol Pot, and they did leasing, and then they didn't own, and then they got moved further south. So I think there's something to be said around wealth generation as a tool, and really innovation too, because I think we got to figure out how we sustain the need for services in this community. I don't mean just human services. I mean roads. I mean these other big things that we have less and less state funding to do. So whether it's surfacing, maybe partnerships with nonprofits that kind of can help bolster increasing more nonprofits in the community to help. So, and really all of this could come under the heading of really kind of equity. Right, a focus on centering equity as a value, and knowing that we have to meet people where they are, and then we have some traditional processes that are currently available. So that's what I like to see, and how can we sustain the quality of life in our community? That includes what businesses look like, what type of businesses we get, how to broaden the influence from the community on our vision, and it not be just one voice or traditional voice that doesn't maybe match the population of the community. So I just wanted to throw those things in, because if you think about like triple bottom line, a key component is the economic and social.
Thank you. And going back to your beginning of it, by the way, if the committee feels like this doesn't need to go to the full council, I'm completely fine with that. Don't obviously make those kinds of decisions based on what you think staff wants or needs. We just want to make sure, you know, so we're okay with whatever direction. So, and we're not trying to rush this all through. It's more of, we know this is something the city's been wanting, so we're trying our best to kind of meet that desire, but we understand the council's got a lot going on. It's unfortunate that we're bringing this through at this time of year, but that's kind of, it is what it is. So we're here to flow with whatever your guidance is. Anyway, but we've made those notes.
I want to speak in support of what Councilman McQuinn just said about the financial literacy piece. Does our economic plan invite a business, anyone that wants to start a business, does it really invite them to come here and do it? And when they read it or look at it or hear about it, does it really just open their doors and they're dreaming that they can see it play out here for anybody? So I like his financial literacy aspect that he speaks of. I often think about the idea of a smart city, and I don't know if we have to be a smart city with all those components, but are we inviting to a world of technology as we grow and step in that direction? Do people see those possibilities in Tukwila? And what would our economic development plan have to include that would say to those people, yes, come here? Mm-hmm. And then the last thought I have is, in the economic development plan, how much do you emphasize just the location of the city, that we're by the airport, we're by the Seattle or I-5 or 405, how much of the plan just talks about location, location, location?
Sure.
Yeah. Those are my three thoughts.
Sure. And would you like us to respond to any of those at this moment, or do you want us to wait and...
Maybe wait.
Yeah.
One of the things that I agree with Councilmember Quinn on is I don't think that it would necessarily be productive for this to be an open-ended discussion at the committee as a whole.
Okay.
Especially, I mean, and I'm open to this. Is this what I'm like sensing?
Yeah.
Especially because we're going through budget deliberations right now, and it's just not. I think what would probably be better is maybe taking some of these ideas and then coming with like an outline of like, here are some of the things that we heard you guys say and that are typical in economic development plans. And maybe like an advising us based on the budget that we have, you know, like we really can't do like it all, or maybe you can, like just capacity wise, like having us be realistic about what there's actually time and resources to do. It's like, we could dream big, but do we have dream big money? Like, I don't know. We ask you guys. But coming back to this committee with more of an outline based on what we heard, allowing them to sort of, or us to refine it, and then taking it to the committee as a whole, so people have something to digest and sort of give feedback on, versus like an open-ended discussion, everybody's ideas. At least for me, you know, like I don't know so much about what should or shouldn't be included in the economic development plan. So one of the things that I would be interested in is just like what do most cities include? Like, what are the basic frameworks of an economic development plan? Some of the ideas that I have is, you like, consider framing it based off of Tukwila's mission statement. City of Opportunity, Community of Choice? Why is it, how and why is it a city of opportunity? Where is the opportunity? And if there's opportunities that are untapped, how do we get there? Like, what are the current opportunities that we have? What are the ones that we're kind of missing out on? And then thinking of it in a business perspective, but also the residents who live here that are looking for employment, or, you know, like, where are we working? Where's the opportunity to work here? And then community of choice. Who is our community? Demographics, I think, are really important to include. And what is special about Tukwila that makes it a community of choice, businesses and for residents? Why do people choose to live in Tukwila? Why do businesses choose to do business in Tukwila? And then some other thing I wrote was, it would be nice, in addition to like all of the quantitative data that I think goes into creating an economic development plan, also including like sort of like a story or business profile about the different businesses that are in our city. So I would love to see like a story of a small business owner. We have many like immigrant owned businesses in our city, and I've heard that it is a place that, you know, immigrants built their businesses up on Tukwila International Boulevard. I would love to like hear a story about around the person who started that business, as a sort of like, here's a business profile of one type of business. But then also, like, I would love to hear business profiles of some of the businesses that we may not know exist in more of like the warehouse area in Tukwila, just to show the different types. Mm-hmm. Because I think people are really connected to stories. Mm-hmm. So that might be a nice thing to include.
Sure.
So those are just some of my ideas.
Sure. And I totally get it, like an open-ended discussion could take up a lot of time. And so and a few things. So one is also, please don't think like we were coming here today expecting you to outline what a business plan needs to look like for us. Of course, that, you know, Elliot and Jeff are going to be drafting. And this was more of if there was a burning issue. So, for instance, I've heard Councilmember McLeod talk about smart cities before, so we included a reference about that in the scope of work. I've heard Councilmember Quinn talk about the importance of revenues coming into the city, so we included the thing about that. But I think what I'm hearing is maybe at this stage, the next step when it comes to getting council input would be to come back where we have basically sort of a scope of what the work is we're embarking on, and then just checking in with them to see if there's something that they think we're missing. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna, with Elliot here, maybe ask him and Jeff, but our next step that I was planning is to come back to council. Is part of the next step in the scope we have with CAI is they're gonna be creating a draft vision statement for the economic development plan and a draft sort of goals. So maybe we don't have the exact number of goals. It might be 5 or 7 goals. These would be broad goals for the economic development plan. It'd be something like, you know, improving the workforce opportunities for people who live in Tukwila, or it might be, you know, ensuring growing revenue streams for maintaining city services. It could be very broad goals like that. And so our plan was to come back to this committee in November with those drafts, and then that would go to full council to make sure we're kind of going in the generally the right direction. Because after the goals, then CAI is really digging into the data, and we've started the engagement, but we're going to be really digging into engagement over the next couple of months. And so when all that comes together, then they would be drafting the strategies that underlie the goals. And the strategies is sort of where the rubber meets the road. And so we just, before we didn't want to come back to the full council just with the strategies all of a sudden and find out, hey, we missed something big. So I guess one question I have is maybe if you think it makes sense for us to go to council, come through you again, go to council with the vision and the goals for the plan, we could give a little bit of a just a summary of what's in a plan at that time to give them some context and a little summary of the kinds of things that they'll be looking at. Do you think that would be the right approach?
Go ahead.
There's something that you said that really good. In whatever is being presented, it's like being able to state short term, 1 to 5 years, midterm, 5 to 10, long term, 10 to 15, because then we cover the responsibilities of council, right? It's not only a plan for now, but the plan for the future. And this is the economic development plan, but it also is like what's reachable in the short term is this. And then we can think about, okay, in the next couple bienniums, if we make this investment, then we could get there. But I think trying to solve it all in one bite or being the elephant or whatever, like that's just not going to be productive. But being able to have some high level thoughts for short term, midterm, and long term, I just think that's a really good way to also present it. And then it gets us, as we're in this budget mindset, to think about what kind of investments await us in the out years.
Hey, could I ask maybe Elliot to weigh in and yep. Jeff, if there's anything you're hearing that you thoughts that you either of you have?
I think, happy to, Derek, of course. And first time I'm unmuted, thanks for having us, of course. Typically, the way we structure an economic development plan, and we don't have to get too attached to the specific words as much as just understanding the hierarchy of content, because different cities will elect to call these tiers different things. But we'll start with, as Derek said, the vision. The vision should nest within a broader citywide vision, but it is a vision for economic development or a vision for your economy. The goals are the next hierarchy, and Derek did a good job of describing those. They are thematic areas that we want to focus on, and it might be the top 3 or 4 or 5 or even 6 or 7, although you don't want to try to pursue everything under the sun. You want to be focused here. Big topics. So workforce development was an example Derek gave, and that's certainly a fruitful one. Could be fiscal sustainability. That was another one Derek referenced. It could be quality of life. It could be sector specific. So you might focus on industry or retail, or, you know, we work in places that are rural and maybe they focus on their tourism economy. So you select the most important goals. Strategies are sort of an approach to achieve that goal. And you might need 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those nesting under each goal. And then there are actions underneath the strategies. And that's the finest grained level of the hierarchy. It's the stuff that Derek can go and put into an annual work plan for staff to actually execute against. And we work with cities to make sure that those are specific enough that they feel they are actionable. So because that's where it all kind of, you know, to borrow a phrase from Derek, where the rubber meets the road for an economic development strategy, we typically look at these documents as having sort of a 3 to 5 year shelf life, which is not to say that we don't look longer into the future. It's where you're at in the hierarchy. The vision is certainly a long-term vision. The goals ought to be things that you have a high degree of confidence will not change if you reevaluated the plan in 3 to 5 years. But if you're executing at a strong clip, then the actions that are included in the strategy would be complete by the time you're through that 3 to 5 year window. And it'd be time to go back, reevaluate, make sure the goals are still appropriate. And if they are, to find new actions to keep pushing in that direction and ultimately toward the vision that we had articulated. So I think we absolutely want the alignment, to get back to the original point, with that longer term vision, that, you know, what's next few years, what's more of a medium time frame, where are we ultimately going? I think the content of the strategy aims to get to something that staff can readily attack over the next couple of years. And so in that way, it's sort of a near-term document.
I just want to add a few things to what Elliot said here, and hired by Jeff Raker, serving in a supportive role to Elliot on this project, that a lot has been learned over the COVID-19 recovery period when it comes to planning for economic development. there's a lot more foundational initiatives, you know, addressing things like childcare as an economic related foundation in our communities that is essential to our workforce, particularly in many cases women. And there are a lot of lessons when it comes to wealth creation in some of the work our firm, as well as our expertise from the past, can bring to bear when it comes to equitable economic development initiatives. I was personally part of some work down in the Portland region on an equitable economic development strategy related to Southwest Corridor light rail down there, the economic recovery plan as well. And there are sort of these real estate value capture concepts, these, working with CDFIs and other alternative finance organizations to advance support for BIPOC and other underserved and under-resourced businesses and methods of doing that effectively. That will be folded into this. While we want to march towards a very actionable strategy that the city can implement, we have written in a significant amount of engagement to make sure that we take the time to kind of listen to the community through various means. You know, we have websites, we have pop-up installations and city-led engagement events. There's an influencers group, at various focus groups, and we'll be sure to sort of leverage the full range of engagement activities that we have outlined in here as we craft this. So, really thankful for the opportunity to scope this out and listen to your considerations for this, and we're taking notes as you speak, and we'll be sure to do the same as we go forward. Thanks a lot.
So what's your gut feeling? Do you think it makes, so one option is we basically do some more work. We come back to you and check in, say, okay, here's where we are. Here's some of the scope of the things we're working on. Here's some of the directions it looks like it's going. I guess what a question would be, and so we could just do that. We could wait till we have the draft. Next month we'll have draft vision and draft goals. So maybe that would be the time to come back to you, and then you decide if you think the council would weigh in or not at that time. We really won't be having, we'll have some more community input by the time we do the vision and goals, but I think the vision and goals are going to be pretty obvious to most people. So we don't want to wait on that to get all the community input. Because we probably have a whole month of more input coming after that. So,
I think coming back with vision and goals would be good. And then I think that's probably enough to have a conversation with the council. And then you can get a little bit more feedback from everybody at that point.
Yeah, it gives them enough structure.
Yeah.
And we could also present a little bit about, we don't have to present it, we can have it in the packet of, here are the kinds of things that you will find in the plan when it's the draft plan, the kinds of data that will be available and things like that. So
just one quick thing on the, when you do come back, I mean, this having the sense around you've done a balance of kind of sustainable solutions. I think it would be good to state that, because some people will be like, oh, well, your economic development plan is not sustainable, so you don't have enough, you know, businesses coming in to balance out the other needs, or the ones that are more financially intensive investments up front versus at the end. So being able to state, like, this is a mix of strategies or these goals that go to the viability and the continued growth and economic development in our region, because people have opinions about, you can't have a live work play kind of thing. And we've had a couple of things. So, for example, the property on Timberland National Boulevard. And I heard Jeffrey Raker talked about Portland, and I think I might have read that document where it's basically what we're proposing on one of those properties, getting a collection of businesses to come together, and they share the costs and and then, you know, they're able to kind of do economic development that way. Forget the name of it, but I think I read that one and I thought, wow, Portland's got something going over there. I think it was Mercy Corps.
One of Mercy Corps, yes. It's a community investment trust.
I read it. It was good. And it, we have the exact same thing in this community, actually, on the property on 146.
Is the city selling to HealthPoint that property or a different
property? No, the one with the, some of the businesses.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it's kind of that same model.
Yeah. They could team up and buy it. And...
Yes.
Well, it does help us a lot just even hearing the goal, like the broad goals that sometimes they sound really broad, but then the way we can be more sustainable is waiting for the right timing, because sometimes you have to pour a lot of resources in if you want to, let's say if the city said, oh, we really want a health center in the city. We really need, because some cities, they need medical facilities. Well, if we said we have to have it, we have to have it now, well, the city might say, well, we have to buy it and build it ourselves. But if we know like something like that's a long-term need, then when an opportunity presents itself and there's a nonprofit like HealthPoint that says, well, we would like to build a new health center in Tukwila, then we can leverage the opportunity by, well, we're selling them the land. We get the money on the land, but now we're getting a buyer that's going to do something we want. And so hearing these goals will be helpful, because over time, different opportunities appear that we don't necessarily expect. And so so trying to find those like triple bottom lines or multiple bottom lines on things. So even hearing the goals from the council and the support will be very helpful.
I think that you can stay here in committee. I think get closer to a draft before you go off to the full council. I think that'd be the better way to do it.
Like a draft of the vision and the goals?
Well, we get closer to a draft economic plan.
And
just kind of keep it here in committee, because people have wanted us to move along. That'd be a quicker way anyway. It's just keep it here. You've got, I understand what you're doing. You have two here. Kathy will be here. That's four of the council right there that have heard it, seen it closer. I don't say you can keep it here, keep working it, refining it, and you get closer to a draft product, and then maybe go to the COW.
Let me speak on your behalf. I think you're getting, well, you're not saying this, I'm saying it. We got some public testimony of, like, you don't even have an economic development plan, it's coming. So I think having a, before it's draft, having something to say that it's been on the calendar and if you've seen it at least once, and then going to build on it. So that's the only thing I would throw out, is the more you wait, the more, you know.
Yeah, but I remember talking about it at 19,
yeah.
Now 22.
Yeah.
So what would be the quickest way to have something that we could show people that we really have a product? That would be my thought.
Yeah, I understand you're trying to figure out the most efficient way to get to a document.
Yeah.
As staff, I get a little nervous where I don't always know how the whole council feels, and I'm a little nervous about somebody wanting to really provide input, and then at the end they feel like they see a draft and they think it's sort of vague, and they might feel like we were sort of not engaging them,
from the council.
Yeah. Can
they email you and pick up the phone and call you?
We are very open to that.
Yeah.
The other thing is going to council. And I'm not trying to sell it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a discussion and we want to follow your intuition on this. And saving council meetings, of course, does make it easier for us as staff. So we're not trying to but it also sometimes provides some visibility to the community members about what's happening and that we are being inclusive, and that it kind of makes it more visible in people's minds. But we're open. So
I think going to the committee of the whole with the goals and the vision is probably important, to have that touch, to let not just the other council members weigh in on those really important, even though they're high level, you would want feedback even at that high level. that would be my preference rather than waiting on a draft and then coming and they never got to see what the goals were. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is not, this is when, you know, I hear you, like, when did I ever help do this? And then it comes back to the committee saying we made all the decisions and that doesn't look good. So my preference would be committee of the whole at that mission goal level. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I would defer to the regular committee members.
Sure.
I defer to the chair.
Okay. Decided.
Well, we appreciate the conversation. You know, it's that's what we should all be doing, is engaging in dialogue.
Look at me later. We all look at Jared.
Now, but turn sideways at COW.
Yeah, you said, I told you guys. I said I had a drink.
That was really it. So appreciate your time.
Thank you guys for joining us virtually. Appreciate the work you're doing with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited to get engaged and see you in person in the near future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks all. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Cool that you mentioned.
Are there any miscellaneous before we? All right. This meeting is adjourned.